When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
This is Shikellamy Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
6 seconds left. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that will do it. The Shikellamy Braves, for the first time since 1979, will win a district title.
Braves basketball is sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Sunbury Motors, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Peters Home Appliance Center, Platinum Sealands Grove, APW, Lackawanna College, Murray Motors, Carpet Man, W&L Subaru, Glick Incorporated, Mertz Meats. Now, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
It is senior day with matinee basketball here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Welcome to Sunbury and tonight, today's senior day festivities, as we just honored the varsity and junior varsity cheerleaders, as well as JV and varsity football players, or excuse me, basketball players here this afternoon.
Get yourself straightened up, Kevin.
I'm thinking about tomorrow, Championship Sunday on WKOK.
We've had too much time to sit here.
We've had too much time to think.
We've been sitting here for a long time.
The JV boys with a big win earlier today, 59-13. And over Minersville, and that makes Shikellamy now 14-1 on the JV side. Braves varsity coming in at 9-6, taking on the Battling Miners of Minersville at 1-14 on the year. As I said, it is senior day where they honored the cheerleaders and basketball players here at Shikellamy, and it would be a nice way to cap off the afternoon with another victory here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. One of two final games here at home for the Braves, at least in the regular season. Braves are still in position for what could be, if the District 6 decides to continue this tradition, a home game in the semifinals. There is talk that District 6 would make a neutral site for semifinals and final games, as opposed to what they did last year, which would mean the Braves would be on the road twice in late February. We'll get to that a little bit later on. So right now, it's time to look at Minersville in this matchup. And Minersville, a small squad in District 11, in the AAA side of things, really struggled this year. They have struggled putting points on the board, averaging only about 40 points a game. They did have a game in which they scored 67. It is not the game they won. They ended up losing that game 87-67 in that particular matchup on the season. And I'm trying to remember who that was against. And I think it was Williams Valley was their win. And the game in which they gave up 87 but scored 67 was Marion Catholic.
We were talking about that before the game. Well, Marion Catholic's a pretty good basketball club. They're the lords of District 11.
Absolutely.
Right? Of course, there's a lot of Catholic high schools in District 11, but Marion Catholic's always pretty good. This team doesn't have much size, Kevin. And I think their ball handling skills are not the best either. We watched in the junior varsity game that the Braves pressed and pressed and pressed and ended up with a lot of turnovers, all right? A lot of turnovers in that game. In fact, I think we were into the fourth quarter until Minersville junior varsity got to 10. It was a game that we got to see a lot of kids play basketball for our junior
the
varsity.
The entire JV
that
played,
They played the entire fourth quarter, and they did quite well, to be honest with you.
And Braden Allman finally got some points on the board. He was close a couple of times this week. Finally finished off with two baskets here in the fourth period to get his first points of the season. And, of course, a nice round of applause as the half-filled field house here erupted a little bit. Earlier today, at Line Mountain, you heard Steve Williams talking about, as we kind of alluded to a couple of days ago, it would be breakfast with the Braves and Steve, and his brunch started about 8:45, and Shikellamy with a 54-18 win over Pittston. And then they followed that up with a 42-22 win over Redline and a 42-31 win over York Suburban. So Braves in that dual meet tournament at Line Mountain now 3-0. But, Chief, we, as Steve alluded to, we do not have the open-faced tuna melt, and the sun tea in the back of your truck did not quite finish off as well as we'd hoped.
Well, you know, ever since they put the tonneau cover on the back of the truck, you know, it's very hard to have the sun tea work its magic back there. The tuna melt wouldn't melt today, as cold as it is outside.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So we'd be in a little bit of trouble there. But leave it up to Mr. Williams to make his opening of his wrestling match interesting.
Well, we did have some frozen tuna, but that was only because it was outside in the 18-degree weather here, even though the sun's shining here in Sunbury. When we return, we'll chat with Coach Bill Ziegler, get his thoughts on this matchup with the Batman Miners of Minersville. Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're kicking off the new year with deals on your favorite brands.
That's right, Mark. It's Owner Appreciation Month with appreciation discounts.
We have new inventory arriving daily and a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, all at great prices.
Plus, our Jeep brand has you covered with the most capable SUVs in the world.
Owner Appreciation Month is the time to start the new year in a new vehicle and experience the Zimmerman difference.
So come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today, or call us at 570-286-2100, or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
Start your year off with new traditions and new adventures in a certified pre-owned Subaru from W&L in Northumberland.
You'll get a Subaru that's miles ahead on value and ready for more adventures. Each certified pre-owned Subaru comes with factory-backed 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage and 24/7 roadside assistance.
Now is the time to make sure your family is traveling safely in a certified pre-owned Subaru. We have over 60 to choose from.
Experience the W&L difference today off Route 11 in Northumberland and online at WNLSubaru.com.
Welcome back to Shikellamy Matinee Basketball on Senior Day here for the Braves, taking on the Batlin Miners of Minersville. Bill Ziegler joining us on the pregame, and as we look down what you have in store tonight with, or today, I should say, with the Miners, this is a team that doesn't score a whole lot and likes to really play, it seems, a slower tempo game.
Saving money on your next vehicle.
Yeah, defensively, they're going to run a 2-3 zone to try to slow you down. To be honest with you, it's more like a, I'm going to go way back here, it's more like an amoeba defense like Tarkanian used to run with UNLV back in the late 80s, early 90s, where it looks like it's a 1-1-3, but it morphs into a 2-3 zone. And, you know, so they're going to try to slow us down there and, you know, make us be more of a perimeter team. And we have to be patient and be able to work the ball inside as well.
They do have a couple of shooters, though, especially in Boyle, who's averaging about 11 points a game, and Yerquiza as well is one of those guys you're going to have to watch.
Yeah, you know, Boyle likes to shoot the three a lot, and he'll shoot many, and so does Yerquiza. You know, those two are going to, you know, try to get 23-pointers up themselves today, so we have to make sure that we have a hand in their face and they're contested at all times, and Yuri's their post player in the inside. So, you know, those are the main three that we have to keep an eye on tonight.
But again, this is a Shikellamy team, though, on the other side that likes to move the ball up and down the court, and this would be one of those teams that you would, I would imagine, want to do that with.
Yeah, our strategy is no secret. We think if we can get them out of a slow pace and make them play a faster pace, our pace, you know, that gives us the best chance to win.
Bill, in the last 2 weeks of basketball, win-loss aside, where has this team grown?
We've learned how to play together. You know, we had a lot of injuries at the beginning of the year, and I think our first game that we had everybody back was week 10, our game 10. And, you know, so now we're at game 16 tonight. So, you know, they've got 2 weeks under the belt, got some practices together, and you see we're getting a little more crisp and, you know, popping the ball a little bit faster.
It's also kind of reminiscent of last year when you guys started to get everything together in the last month or so, or even the last 3 weeks of the season. Is that what you're seeing here?
Yeah, we're hoping that, you know, there's a lot of similarities. You know, this team plays hard, and you know, they keep giving that effort all the time. You know, we're going to be a tough team to get.
Obviously, a change in the starting lineup tonight with the seniors. Talk about those guys that are headed out.
Okay, you know, well, we have six seniors, so, you know, somebody isn't going to start, but we're going to start five seniors. We're probably going to go with the biggest lineup we could possibly put out there. We're going to start, you know, Johnny Pfeiffer at point guard and Caden Huffman at the two guard, and they're normally our starting four and five. And, you know, then we're going to have Scotty Miller, who always plays his normal three position. And then we're going to have Cashner and Wallace at 6'3 and 6'4. So, you know, we're going to start four guys tonight, 6'3. So if we get out rebounded today, I'm not going to be a happy person.
Exactly what I was thinking. Bill, appreciate the time. We'll chat with you afterwards.
Thank you.
You're listening to Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motor sells and services new Fords and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have five Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the Mid-State region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say, we get you done.
Chicoutimi and Minersville here at Senior Day at the Phil Lockup Gymnasium in the Chicoutimi Fieldhouse. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie as we bring you the starting lineups first for those Backland Miners from Minersville. It'll be Hayden Yerquiza. He is a guard. He's a 5'10", 160-pound junior, averaging 8 points a game. Landon Boyle, the 5'11", 150-pound senior, Boyle averaging 11 points a game. Lorenzo Urey is a 6 foot sophomore. Urey averaging 8 points a game. Brady Eisenhart is a forward. He's a 6'1 sophomore, averaging one a game. And Michael Rizzardi is the other listed forward. He's a 5'10 senior, averaging 2 points a game. As we talked about for the Braves are going with a senior laden lineup with Scott Miller at guard, a 5'11 senior, averaging 4 points a game. It will be John Pfeiffer, a 6'3 senior at guard. Pfeiffer leading the team with 13 points a game in his average. A 61% free throw shooter, leads the team in points off turnovers and blocks, averaging now 2 per game. Trey Wallace, a 6'3 senior at forward. Wallace, averaging 3 points a game, is third on the team in rebounds. Caleb Cashner, a 6'2 senior forward, averaging 1 point per game. And Caden Hoffman, a 6'2 senior forward. Hoffman averaging 12 points a game, second on the team in that category, a 65% free throw shooter percentage-wise, and total free throw shooting, the best free throw shooter on the team, leads the team in rebounds by 3 over Pfeiffer and is tied for the team lead in charges. So once again, it'll be Yerquiza, Urey, Eisenhart, Boyle, and Rizzardi for the Batland Miners. It'll be Miller, Pfeiffer, Wallace, Cashner, and Hoffman for the Shikellamy Braves. Opening tip when we return. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever.
Why?
Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murrayshevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities. With a degree in professional studies, you'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit Lackawanna.edu today. That's Lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear. You bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around. It was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality, and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
Afternoon basketball here on WKOK and WKOK.com. This morning it was breakfast with the Braves wrestling team, where the Braves won 54-18 over Pittston. They followed that up in the dual meet tournament at Line Mountain with a 42-22 win over Redline and a 42-31 win over York Suburban. That's the wrestling update from earlier today, courtesy of Steve Williams. Coming up tomorrow, it's Championship Sunday on WKOK, presented by Register Chevrolet. Championship Sunday starts at 2 as we have the AFC and NFC Championship games. And, of course, we'll have the Super Bowl for you coming up in February. In April, the Final Four and National Championship games will be back on WKOK as well. Still a lot of sports to go as we go through the winter sports season, and Mother Nature reminding us outside why we play basketball indoors, Chief.
You're right. It was pretty cold out there.
It's, you know, it's deceiving. You look out and like, oh, it's nice and sunny, and then the wind blows, and then you remember, oh, yeah, it's January. But it could be worse.
Hey,
we could be living further east.
That's true.
Right now.
Well, they're going to introduce Caden Huffman right now, Kevin, and I don't know if you saw the paper this morning, but Caden is the Daily Item Student Athlete of the Week. And quite an interesting write-up about Caden. Not only is he a fantastic basketball player, he is an excellent student. He's a man of numbers, just like you.
Honor roll every semester.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah.
He already has 13 credits towards his college degree with the Bloomsburg Co-op program. But the part that I was just super interested in was his volunteer and his community service, as he helps out all the time. When he's not playing basketball or football, he works over at Nottingham and helps out serve the people that live there and with his church. And it's just, if you get a chance, folks, if you don't get the Daily Item in print, go online and look at it. It's a great story about a great young man.
Pfeiffer at the center circle. Joining him there for Minersville will be Yuri. And Corey Williams, the official, puts the ball in the air, and it is in control of Shikellamy attacking the basket to our left. Wallace underneath, now to Hoffman out front. Hoffman goes top of the key to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer puts it on the floor, goes right wing now to Miller. Miller inside to Wallace. Wallace loses it. And a foul on Miller as he fouls Boyle, who got the steal. That would be Landon Boyle. There are two Boyles. Carson Boyle, the sophomore guard, is his brother.
Well, they threw the ball at Trey's feet again. You're 6'4". You shouldn't be at your ankles.
Long three by Yerquiza. That goes out of bounds. Missed everything. Shikellamy basketball, 7:36 to go in the first period, scoreless.
Well, everybody's saying about John out there running the point. John Pfeiffer in middle school on the 7th and 8th grade teams was their point guard. And what an advantage he had at being 6'3".
Hoffman near wing three, in and out, no good. And that ball goes out of bounds. It will be Minersville basketball.
A little full court press here. It's almost like watching a college team full court press with the size of the kids out there for Shikellamy. Good steal by Cashner that time. Stepped in, got there's a layup by John Pfeiffer off the assist.
Pfeiffer does get the bucket, and that puts the Braves on the board here with a minute gone by, 2-0. Now the Braves will go out and play a press. Full court man. Yuri driving in, misses the shot, rebound Wallace. Four Braves underneath the basket for Shikellamy. Miller on the far wing for a three. Misses it just a little long. Backside rebound, Yerquiza. He'll take the ball back, bring it back with a right-hand dribble. Goes right side, finds Eisenhardt. Eisenhardt directs traffic. He'll give it off, and they'll swing it around to Yerquiza. Now on the far wing, Boyle. Boyle with the basketball back to Yerquiza on the near wing. They'll send it in the corner for Boyle for three. Comes up short. Wallace boxes out and gets the rebound. Pfeiffer now with the basketball. Pfeiffer brings it up. Goes left side, Miller. Miller bounces it off the foot of Yerquiza. And with 6:12 to go in the first, it'll be Shikellamy basketball, 2-0 Braves.
Well, Minersville's a team that is basically a three-point shooting team. Their inside game isn't what's something to go to, but they're going to throw a lot of bombs up from outside. And so far, they're having a little bit of trouble with range.
And inside, Wallace gets the two from just inside the free throw line. And with 2 minutes gone by here in the first, it is 4-0 Shikellamy.
Nice catch and shoot by Trey in the paint. Eight-footer gets his first points, and there's a steal.
2-2-1 press created the steal. Hoffman goes up, draws the foul, and will go to the line.
That's going to be on Landon Boyle. He's going to pick up his first foul. Actually, the steal probably started with the ball being hit on this side, and I think that might have been Trey that was over here, but Huffman picked it off and went to the basket and got fouled on the way.
First one is up and in. He'll get another opportunity here with 5:49 to go in the first. And the second one is good. 6-0 Shikellamy here as we start things off with a minute, make it 2:10 gone by here in the first. And again, the Braves with the press. And Eisenhardt gets it. They'll break the press, and Minersville will have it, setting up their half-court offense. Rosardi underneath. Pass stolen by Miller. Miller with a two-on-two. Passes off to Hoffman. Hoffman left side, left hand, right in.
Give Scotty Miller the assist. He stopped at the foul line, which is you're supposed to do, and Caden just filled the left-hand lane and got the easy bucket.
And a double team on the scoreboard sideline. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Minersville basketball. 5:23 to go, and Minersville will make a switch up. Actually, I think it's Shikellamy that makes the switch up, and they will bring Anton Pietri. Anton Pietri now in the game, the other senior of the six. There's the kick out for Boyle. Underneath to Yuri, running the baseline. Far side, Yerquiza, three, got it! And with 5 minutes to go in the first, it is 8-3, Shikellamy after Minersville gets on the board. Yerquiza tries to steal it out of the hands of Hoffman. Pfeiffer now at the foul line. Pfeiffer working in, finds Miller. Now swings it to Hoffman. At the foul line, Wallace. And Wallace fouled by Yerquiza.
I surprised John Pfeiffer. I thought he had a layup as he went down the right side, but he passed it out in the corner to Scott Miller. You know, I think Coach Ziegler said this. Sometimes you have to be not the most giving person. A little bit of selfishness. If you can get that layup, you got to take it.
Wallace now gets the ball back inbounds and gets it back and runs the baseline. Now back out to Pfeiffer.
They missed Caden Upton down low in the box. He was all alone. They didn't see him.
And here comes Miller. Switches hands, finds Pfeiffer on the wing. Has trouble controlling it, so he has to reset. And to Pietri with the basketball now. Puts it on the floor. Starts in. Running one-hander off the back iron. No good. Big rebound by Rizzardi for Minersville.
Got a lot of guys playing out of position, Kevin. They're not used to
very true.
A lot of guys that are inside are playing out in the perimeter. It makes a little bit different ball game for you.
Yuri sends it across now. Finds Boyle. Landon Boyle fires one up. Rattles around but not down. Back up with the putback is Yuri. And it's a two-point basket halfway through the first. 8-5. Schickling on top.
Great rebound by Yuri amongst the trees.
Pfeiffer, scoop shot, underhanded, puts it up and in as he drives the lane and doubles up Minersville 10-5.
Well, the Braves have made an 8-foot jump shot for one of their baskets. Everything else has been layups.
And to Pietri with a steal. He'll dribble it up with 3:40 to go. Find Wallace. Wallace will give it back up to Anter Pietri. And his pass is tipped. And controlled by Miller. Miller with a nice save on the sideline. He'll go to the baseline, find Wallace. Wallace in front of the bucket, back iron, can't get it to go. And a whistle. This one's going to be against Miller.
Well, that's going to be Scott's second foul, Kevin. He's going to pick up two. Trey Wallace basically had a nice pass from Miller to Wallace right in front of the basket. And Trey hit the back of the rim and it came out. And Trey's going to sit down and the back comes Caleb Kashner.
Hutsko and Kostashek in the game for Minersville now. Braves still going with an all-senior lineup here, leading at 10-5 with 3:12 to go here in the first. Yukwiza with the basketball. Gives it off now to Hutsko. Top of the key. Yuri, three. Short and out of bounds. It will be Shikalimi basketball.
They've had four or five shots. They made one beyond the arc, but three of them they haven't gotten it to the rim. So I don't know if these baskets in the background's giving them some problems. They're just not getting it there.
Can be tough if you're used to a close background.
Oh, what a play.
Kashner gets
what
it from Hoffman. High-low basketball for two. Braves now will come out with the 2-2-1 once again, and there's the ball saved almost by Hutsko, but he has a foot on the sideline. And that will go as Shikalimi basketball as Hoffman is out.
You know, Kevin, you can't run the high-low better than they did. Actually, it was more like a mid-high-low as Caleb got the ball about 5 feet from the basket. And Caleb running the baseline so well got the layup off the assist from Hoffman.
Top of the key, Pfeiffer with it, rolls to the right-hand side. Pfeiffer loses the handle on the basketball, and it goes and rolls into the hands of Kostashek. Minersville trailing at 12-5 with 2:20 to go here in the first. Boyle with the basketball goes top of the key to Kostashek. They'll go right wing to Hutsko. Hutsko will start in, and a reach-in foul, I think, called on Pfeiffer. That will be team foul number 3 on the Braves.
Yeah, John did reach in. But, you know, sometimes you have to come off of your man, especially if somebody's beats their man and goes down the lane. That's what John did. He tried to steal the ball, but he got the arm.
Yukwiza with the basketball, gives it off to Hutsko. Guarded there by Wallace. Wallace all over him. They'll feed it inside, back out to the top of the key to Kostashek. Now back into Yuri. Yuri working around, and a foul on Kashner. That'll be team foul number 4 for Shikalimi.
Well, Caleb didn't move his legs. Didn't move his legs that time. You know, and the kid from Minersville got around him real quick, and Caleb gave him a little push as he was going down the baseline. Picks up his first foul. That's 4 for the Braves, though, Kevin.
Top of the key, Yukwiza with a 3-point shot. Got it. That's the second three of the game.
And
for
that's his second. He's definitely the go-to guy from the arc, Kevin. Scotty Miller from the corner.
8 a game. And Wallace with the rebound as that was in the cylinder and back out. Pass was tipped and controlled by Minersville and Kostashek.
It's a 12-8 ball game, Kevin. Minersville holding their own right now.
And an air ball from Hutsko will go out of bounds in front of the Shikalimi student section on Jersey Day here at Shikalimi.
Hutsko's one of the junior varsity players that he played the first half of the junior varsity game and then he sat down. So he's probably a 9th or a 10th grader, Kevin. Good-looking left-hander, just needs a little more experience.
Hutsko out, Rizzardi in, and Hoffman for the Braves in, and Pfeiffer is out. Hoffman now into the corner to Miller. Miller saves it to Hoffman, but he had his foot on the center line, and it will be an over back call.
Again, people playing out of position, Kevin. But you have to give Minersville a lot of credit. They're not letting things be easy down there when the Braves run their offensive sets, and they're definitely out hiked. Definitely.
Hutsko and Kostashek back in for Minersville. Hutsko has the basketball now with a minute to go. He'll give it inside, but that ball rolls free, and Hoffman comes up with it. He was trying to get it to Yaquiza. Hoffman now bounce pass to Kashner, and a 10-footer from the baseline. Short rebound by Kostashek.
Well, you can't blame Caleb. That was a pretty
good
open shot, yes.
And Caleb got a hand in the face of Kostashek, who made the foul shot anyway from the foul line. Makes it 12-10 in favor of Shikellamy. Underneath, they'll get it to Wallace. Wallace double-teamed. He tries to get it back out to Miller with under a minute remaining here in the first. Bounce pass over to Hoffman now with 22 seconds to go. And they'll go left side to Miller. Miller to the foul line, working his way in, lost the handle, got it back. Goes up, takes the shot, bounces it off the front, back in, down in. 14-10 with 10 seconds left in the first. Yaquiza comes up, makes a pass, left side. And a three-pointer on the way from Boyle, no good. Backside rebound by Wallace, and that'll do it for the first period of play. After the first 8 minutes, it is Shikellamy 14, Minersville 10. This is Shikellamy basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
14-10, Minersville leading Shikellamy here after the first period of play. And two big three-pointers really have kept Minersville in this game by Yaquiza.
They've also played good defense, giving the Braves one shot at the basket. They also, when the Braves have gotten the ball inside, they put a lot of pressure on them. Five of the six seniors, Kevin, scored in that quarter. And the only one that did not score was Jarrell, all right? I'm sure he'll get a chance as they're back to their regular starting lineup, Kevin.
Yep, it'll be Williams now with Leonard, Dietrich, Hoffman, and Pfeiffer. And a Logan Boyle with a basketball. They feed it underneath the Hutsker. Kicks it back out to Kostashek, and Kostashek makes it. It'll be a two-point game.
And that's his fourth point. Nice ball movement by the Minersville against the Shikellamy trapping defense that time, Kevin.
And Leonard loses it almost out of bounds, makes the save, but the pass was picked up by Yaquiza. That pass tipped, Leonard gets it back, finds Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer lost it. Was it tipped? No.
No,
off of Shikellamy. I agree. That was the call.
Yep. Well, Cam had a turnover, got a steal, and had another turnover that time. And right now, Braves putting a lot of pressure on Minersville. And there's another steal.
Bounce pass, and Williams anticipates it and picks it off. Williams now between the circles, left side to Leonard. Leonard driving in, has his shot stuffed by Hutsko. Loose ball picked up by Yaquiza. Trying to tie this one up. Over to the left side, Boyle. Boyle takes about a 10-footer, short. Rebound controlled by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer now goes back the other way as the Braves continue to push the ball up the court. Pfeiffer right to the bucket and puts it in.
That's six for John. That was coast to coast. Got the rebound and just said, I'm going to keep going, and went right in with a nice shot there at the end.
Underneath the basket, Boyle comes up, misses the shot.
Blocked by Pfeiffer.
Kostashek's shot blocked by Pfeiffer correctly. Hoffman gets the ball, gives it off to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer glides in, rolls it off the front of the rim. Timeout, Minersville, as the Braves start a bit of a run, leading at 18-12 with 6:28 to go in the half.
Minersville not doing a nice job in the transition. And, I don't know, Johnny Pfeiffer must have put the fear of death in the two guys that were standing in front of the basket as he came down the court, because they both kind of froze and didn't do anything, and he stepped in between them and That one he just put up on the rim, Kevin. It hung there like that one shot he made to tie a game up a couple of weeks ago, and it finally went in. You know, so, kind of like sometimes when you hit your putter, all right, and it gets to the lip, and it just doesn't want to go. But this one did.
Until a bunch of bombs go off around the golf course and it drops in.
Yeah, we talked about the Caddyshack reference before, but you're right. John with 8 points to lead the Braves here as they're up by 6, 18-12.
Pfeiffer in the last two again doing his best impression of a helicopter hovering above the basket as he glides in. Yeah. Nice job of getting the ball to Kostyshak, who uses the square to put it in.
Yeah, Kostyshak has six. He's a pretty good ball player. He plays in the middle. Gives away a little bit of height.
Leonard with the basketball. Turn around for about 5 foot. Pfeiffer missed it. Overshot the basket. And then Hoffman gets it. He hits the backboard. And then a jump ball called. Shikellamy basketball. As Minersville will bring in Rizzardi. And also coming into the game will be Eisenhardt. So Kostyshak, I believe, and Hutsko now will sit out.
Good job by Minersville. Caleb had good looks there. He gets another one, Kevin.
And it rolled right over top of the basket, Chief. Yori with the rebound.
They're putting a lot of pressure on those the Braves when they get the ball inside.
Braves 1-2-2 presses work very well. There's another steal by Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer goes right down the middle, left hand, left side, right in. Pfeiffer picks up his sixth of the period and now has 10. 10 of the 20 for the Braves, leading it 20-14, and a timeout by Minersville again. Yeah, this one is going to be a 30-second timeout.
He was in the dead corner over here, Kevin. When you come across the half-court line, you get double-teamed. Now you've got four defenders there. If you talk about backcourt and the out-of-bounds line, and the coach saw that coming, so he called a timeout before he got himself into dire straits.
5:34 remaining in this one. 20-14 Shikellamy up on Minersville right now.
You know, Minersville's playing very well. Right now this is the normal Braves starting lineup, and they're putting a lot of pressure on the battling Miners, and they're handling it pretty good. Except for there, steal by Mason Dietrich. Oh, I thought he tried to dunk it.
And Dietrich thought about it, and he did. He second-guessed himself halfway in and missed it. Got his own rebound.
Well, it came off of his fingers, Kevin.
Pfeiffer starts in, switches hands, goes up, and won't go to the line.
That's a very nice job by Mason in half court to step in front of the pass. And, I don't know if he was really trying to dunk it. I think he just lost the ball, and it came out, and it hit the rim and came back down. He got his own rebound, eventually got it over to Pfeiffer, and he was fouled by number 53, Hutsko. So we got John on the line to shoot two, and misses the first one.
He does indeed miss the first one.
John with in double figures already.
Second one, he is up and in.
Well, this is not the Braves' final home game, Kevin. They have a game with Mifflinburg on a Saturday afternoon.
Yep, one more home game, and the rest of the games are on the road. Deep three, trying to fire that one up somewhere from Richfield. It goes out of bounds, trying to make the save, though, was Yuri. He actually did make the save, but then hit the back of the backboard.
Now, that hitting the back of the backboard, I can believe, but the other one we saw the other night, that was almost an impossible thing to happen, but it did.
Bounce pass into Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer sends it out to Dietrich. Dietrich puts it on the floor, drives in, gets hands all over him, shot blocked, but Leonard comes up with it, goes off the window and in.
That time Cam went up strong with that shot, because I tell you what, the Minersville's been doing a nice job of blocking some of the Braves' inside shots.
There's another long Minersville shot that does not go, and a whistle as Dietrich picks up the loose ball.
I think that's going to be on Landon Boyle. That's going to be his second foul. That's the fourth foul for the Miners, and the Braves at four fouls. So with 4:29 to go, neither team's in 1-1 yet, with the Braves up 23-14.
Looked like we were going to be in a 1-1 pretty quick.
The way the Braves started out.
Here comes Pfeiffer running the baseline. Make that Dietrich running the baseline, and he will go to the line as that foul will be foul number 5 and charged to Yuri.
Kevin, I have no idea how Mason gets that ball from behind the backboard. folks, he's taken the baseline and he's behind the backboard and coming out at the last minute, and he almost put that one in as he makes his first foul shot.
He does make the first one to make it 24-14. Braves up by 10 here with 4:19 to go in the half.
He's still one of the best baseline players I've seen, Kevin. Makes the second.
54% shooter, improving.
His first points of the ball game.
54% free throw shooter, improving his status here today. Long pass, far wing to Boyle. Boyle will find Hutsko. Hutsko drives in right by Leonard. 360, 720, drops it in.
They got to remember, Hutsko's left-handed. I know they haven't seen him play, but he did a nice job, put the ball on the floor, went strong to the basket, and made the layup from the left side.
Williams now bounce pass to Leonard. Leonard starts in and was tripped inadvertently by Hutsko.
Yeah, I think Hutsko. Now, that's going to be foul number six. Hutsko picks up his second foul, though, Kevin.
Eisenhart and Rizzardi coming back in for Minersville. Minersville in their royal blue, black trim, and white numerals and lettering. Chickalamy in their home white with maroon trim and navy blue lettering. Williams with the basketball, attacking the basket to our left. They'll find Purdy into the corner now. Second foul, as Chief said, on Hutsko. Far wing, Dietrich, three, a little short. Rebound, Leonard on the tip. His shot stuffed. Backside rebound, Minersville had it for his second.
Caden Huffman.
And Caden Huffman comes up with it.
Well, Caden kept the ball alive to Leonard after the ball got blocked. Leonard's shot got blocked, or he just, Caden Huffman stayed in there strong and got the board and put it back in. That's six for Caden.
Braves up by 11. Pass tipped. Williams gets it. Finds Leonard. Leonard will not make it, but will get the foul.
John's
got to be careful.
Yeah,
he
I
almost
know.
Tried to dunk it after the whistle, and that would have been a T.
Well, John Pfeiffer up there along the rim. Again, a nice steal. A good pass into Cam Leonard. And that's his third foul for Landon Boyle.
Yeah.
Not good for him.
He's going to bring Hutsko off the bench as well. Here comes Leonard, and he makes the first one. The 60% free throw shooter, also coming in as Kostashak. So Rizzardi will come out, and so will Landon Boyle.
Well, number 53, Hutsko, came in too, Kevin.
Yep. Leonard set up again. The left-hander puts it up and in. 29-16. 3:13 to go here in the first half.
Braves 7-for-8 from the charity stripe, Kevin.
They have been very good the last week or so from the line, and we'll talk about that in a minute as Hoffman now steals it. Has a 4-on-2, goes right to the bucket, right to the basket, gets it, and will go to the line as well.
Kevin, both he and Pfeiffer just put their heads down. Actually, they don't put their heads down. They put the ball down on the floor and get themselves going and just go to the bucket. And everybody else kind of just stands back. And when you're falling back, even if you run into them, they're going to get called for the foul. And Hutsko picks up his third foul.
Wallace in for Pfeiffer now as Hoffman, the 65% free throw shooter, makes it. He's the best free throw shooter on the team percentage-wise when you look at the amount of shots he's had. And the Braves right now shooting 58% from the line, Chief.
They've doubled up the score, 32-16. And we get a foul called way out here. And then you'll have that a lot of times when you're trying to press. And that's going to be on 21. That's going to be Trey Wallace's. When's the last time Trey's been 247
yeah.
and a half and picks up his first foul?
Exactly.
Usually he's in there battling around and he gets one called on him.
Because he always gets the fights.
He gets the dirty job.
Yeah, that's
in there.
What I mean. That's what I mean. Hutsko with a basketball. Stolen away by Dietrich. Gives it to Williams. Williams with a 2-on-1. Missed the shot. Leonard from the left side. He misses. And picked up by Kostashak. And it will go out of bounds off of the Braves. Minersville basketball as Miller now will check in.
Well, Ryan Williams doesn't miss too many layups, especially from the right-hand side. And Cam Leonard got the ball on the left-hand side. He's left-handed, and both times the ball came out. That gnome must have been sitting up on the rim, knocking the shots out as they got in closer.
The gnome. There's a nice spin to the inside, but an off-balance shot by Urie doesn't go. Gets his own rebound. Wallace didn't even get elevated. He just slapped that one out of bounds.
That's all you got to do is put your hand straight up in the air, Kevin. You don't have to be swatting the ball. He's got a little bit of a height advantage over the kid, and he blocked it out of bounds.
Inbounds pass goes to Hutsko. Hutsko between the circles now. Left wing to Eisenhart. Eisenhart bounces it in. Back outside now to Yaquiza for three. No good. That's one of a rare three-point miss by Yaquiza. Minersville gets it back. Foul shot coming. Too high off the backboard. No good. Dietrich with the loose ball. Sends it out to Miller. Miller goes left side. He's too high off the backboard. And Wallace comes down and fouls Yaquiza. That'll be team foul number six for the Braves, leading at 32-16 with a minute and 50 remaining as the Braves doubling up Minersville.
I'll bet if Scott had that all back again, he probably might have just stopped about 8 foot from the basket and taken the jump shot, because he's got a good outside shot. But, you know, he got himself caught between a rock and a hard place as he went up with it and ended up really pushing one off the backboard hard.
Xavier Fashaw is in the game now. Fashaw is in the game for, I don't know who he's in the game for right now. We'll get to that later. Hutsko gets the ball inside.
It doesn't matter. He's in the game.
Yeah, I know. Kick it out to Eisenhart. I like to be thorough. Here's a tip
by Leonard.
It goes to Xavier. Xavier sends it over the right side to Miller. Miller takes a high post foul line extended shot, gets it blocked.
That's a
Leonard
walk.
Comes up,
yeah.
And will drive in and goal, get called for traveling.
That's the old triple jump move there, Kevin. But once you get that hop, skip, and then the jump, you got to shoot it without coming off your feet or it's going to be a walk. So Braves hustling. There's another steal.
And there's Dietrich with yet another steal. You're right. And Leonard back to Dietrich. Dietrich overshot the basket. Backside rebound by Wallace. Shot blocked. Dietrich rebound. Shot blocked. Picking it up now is Eisenhart. If the Braves could make a basket today,
well, give
it would
Miners,
be ugly.
Give Miners no credit.
Yes, but they're playing great defense underneath. Hutsko with a three. Back iron, no. Leonard with the rebound with 44 seconds remaining. Here comes Leonard pushing it up. They'll send it over to Xavier Fashaw, to Dietrich for a wing three, and he got it. 35-16, under 30 to go in this half.
Why don't you tell him he ordered lunch, sat down, ate it, called for dessert, ate that, and before somebody came out to guard him, Kevin.
All delivered by DoorDash.
Yeah.
Yuri with the basketball, drives the lane, and they gave him the lane. He took it off the window and in.
Well, Scotty Miller left him go. He got away from Scott, and nobody else picked him up.
Leonard with a basketball over to Fashaw. Fashaw will have it. Give it back to Leonard now with 4 seconds to go. Leonard starts in, and he's fouled Eisenhart, and that's a 1-1.
I think it's going to be on 53, Kevin. It is.
You are right. It's going to be on Hutsko.
And that's his fourth foul.
And he's their big guy, really, off the bench.
Well, he's a pretty good young player in there, and you got to sit him down now. Well, Leonard at the line is 2-for-2 so far, Kevin.
The 1-1 is good on the front side. Makes it 36-18. Braves doubling up Minersville here with 2.3 to go in the half. He'll have his second opportunity here in a moment. And converts.
Kevin, the Braves are 10-for-11 from the foul line.
Stellar.
Yep.
And a long three-point shot hit the rim and almost went in. Wow. At the end of the first half, it is Shikellamy 37, Minersville 18. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors, and we're kicking off the new year with deals on your favorite brands.
That's right, Mark. It's Owner Appreciation Month with appreciation discounts.
We have new inventory arriving daily and a great selection of pre-owned vehicles, all at great prices.
Plus, our Jeep brand has you covered with the most capable SUVs in the world.
Owner Appreciation Month is the time to start the new year in a new vehicle and experience the Zimmerman difference.
So come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today, or call us at 570-286-2100, or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course, I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Mertz Meats.
Mertz Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other, because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Mertz created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Mertz Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at W&S Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent you.
Every year can bring new challenges. Your insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Hi, this is Season from Purdy Insurance. 2022 has begun, and now is the perfect time to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you. We have the experience and knowledge to help you protect what matters most. You can contact our office at 570-286-5855 or online at purdyinsurance.com.
New year, new traditions, and all new models at W&L Subaru.
A new kind of Subaru is here to help you start those new traditions.
It's a Subaru that can take you farther and is equipped and upgraded for your wildest adventures. It's the 2022 Subaru Wilderness Editions.
Get off the beaten path as you unlock a whole new adventure in an all-new 2022 Subaru Forester or Outback Wilderness Edition from W&L Subaru.
Experience the W&L difference today. Off Route 11 in Northumberland. To check out our inventory or start your W&L Express deal online, go to WNLSubaru.com.
Back at the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium here in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. The rest lights rolled up because the Braves are at Lime Mountain throughout the day today for the Lime Mountain Duels. Won their first three matches of the day, including the one on WKOK this morning as we celebrated breakfast with the Braves and Steve Williams. Braves winning over Pittston 54-18, winning over Redline 42-22, and winning over York Suburban 42-31. Right now we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Basketball.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
It is senior day here in the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium in the Shikellamy Fieldhouse. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. Braves leading it now 37-18. Got off to a little slow start, but they were playing at some point all six seniors here on senior day in that entire first period. And guys were playing in a lot different positions. I think at one point Hoffa was playing guard.
Well, they had,
it looked like
he was a guard. I mean, when you listen to Coach Ziegler before in your interview, that Johnny Piper was the one guard and Caden Upham was going to be the two guard. So, because they wanted Scotty Miller to play his three spot. And of course, they had Trey Wallace and Caleb Kashner in there at the four and five spots. Well, got a little mess over on the scorer's table. That's why you shouldn't bring your coffee into the gymnasium. A big thanks to Trey Wallace's grandmother, Gail Weir, as she helped clean up the mess for the poor guy.
But this is your fault.
Why?
Because the sun tea did not get done in the back of the Truckosaurus as Steve Williams promised it would be.
That scorekeeper from Minersville was not getting any of our sun tea. He had his Dunkin' coffee going. It was good advertising for Dunkin',
because
everybody knows what got spilled. So, but I know it was a mad dash as public address announcer Andrew Brown got his paper out of there.
He went downtown.
Yes, he did. He went downtown to the other side to scorekeeper Dave McDermott to get his information. Well, too bad we're not on television, Kevin. We're not on YouTube. We could have showed that also.
Actually, it might be a good thing. Braves are stellar from the line here this afternoon.
Yeah, 10 for 11. That's my great. Gosh.
You know,
any better than that.
We didn't get a chance to talk about it in the pregame, but the Braves were barely 50% about 2 weeks ago, and the last two nights, Chief, they've been really good.
Yeah, you read that. 18 of 22 against Shamokin Indians the other night. So I think they took the foul shooting serious the last two games. You know, the Braves right now, John Pfeiffer went on that one-man scoring binge there in the second quarter. He's got 11, and then Caden Huffman with 9. Cam Leonard with 6, and Mason Dietrich with 5 for the Braves.
You know, it was
Aiden Yquezza
that started out with two big three-pointers and then kind of went silent, but then they got some good minutes off the bench from Kostashek, who has 6 right now.
Right, that's exactly right, and Lorenzo Urie has 4. And the only other basket was by Hutsko. And here's an interesting fact. The Miners have not been to the foul line in
that
the first half.
Well, how have the Braves done offensively? You talk about their free throw shooting now up to 58%. They're 45% from two-point land, 28% from outside the arc, shooting 40% overall for the first time this year. How does that happen? Well, you go on winning four out of the last five, scoring 61, 57, 57, 65, and a season-high 70 against Shamokin in the win. That's how you do it. And the Braves' defense has been pretty good, too. 53 points a game, giving up 53 a game. Second half coming up next. You're listening to Braves Basketball on WKOK.
You can sell your car to just about anyone, but when you sell your car to Platinum Central Pennsylvania, you always get top dollar. Platinum Central Pennsylvania has partnered with Kelley Blue Book Instant Cash Offer, and they now have five Kelley Blue Book authorized buy centers in the mid-state region. So whether you live in the Carlisle, Mechanicsburg, Harrisburg, Lancaster, or Selins Grove areas, you'll find that Platinum Central Pennsylvania has a place for you. Visit online at creditpa.com. At Platinum, they're proud to say we get you done.
The appliance pros at Peter's Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peter's Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Do you want to get your degree, but you're just not sure where to start when it comes to choosing a career path? Well, you're not alone. And at Lackawanna College in Sunbury, we can help you explore several opportunities with a degree in professional studies. You'll have the chance to take a variety of courses that will give you the background that employers find valuable in an employee. Visit lackawanna.edu today. That's lackawanna.edu. This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
This is Will Marks, General Manager at Murray Motor Chevrolet. We are coming off our best-selling season ever. Why? Because we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. Murray Motor Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best selection of custom trucks, sports cars, and new inventory arriving daily. We're the only dealer to offer a lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. So let's set it straight. We have the best price and best warranty, period. Murray Motor Chevrolet, located a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Selins Grove, or online at murraychevy.com. Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Second half getting ready to start here at Chickamauga with the Braves leading at 37-18. And on this senior day, all the festivities for the cheerleaders as well as the basketball team, the seniors here. And there were a lot of senior cheerleaders here today.
Ten.
Knew you would know the number.
Well, I counted them, Kevin. Remember, they met out in the foyer in the lobby, and they were actually supposed to meet here at the northern end of the field house. And then
the parade,
started. You know, you take ten senior cheerleaders and their parents and their guardians and their significant others, and that's quite a parade.
It is quite a parade. Chief, we were talking about free throws the last couple of games, and the Braves 18 of 22 the other night, 10 of 11 tonight. That's a nice couple of games there.
Yeah, exactly right, Kevin. They're 28 of 33. That's 85%. And any basketball coach would take that in a heartbeat if your kids were going to shoot 85%. And you know, the great thing about it was, last against Shamokin, they made foul shots when they needed them bad.
Well, the double technical, and then the one and one that Dietrich had, that was the game winner right there. Those were I think he made
six in
five,
a row.
He made five of the six.
Well, Ryan Williams made all six of the foul shots he had in the fourth quarter.
Right.
You know, I'm looking at Mason Dietrich. Mason Dietrich made three of four as he did it. So there again, Kevin, you're talking about 9 out of 10 that they made, all right,
when
in that
counts.
Fourth quarter, exactly.
So Minersville will come out now with Yaquiza, Landon Boyle, Yuri Eisenhart, and Rizzardi. The Braves will have their normal starting five in. That's Williams, Leonard, Dietrich, Hoffman, and Pfeiffer. Braves get the ball to start this second half. Pfeiffer turns around, foul line extended right side. In and out, no good. Big rebound, though, by Yaquiza. Yaquiza now will come up with it. Give it up to the left side to Boyle. Top of the key with the basketball, Rizzardi. We'll send it down into the corner now to Urie. Urie in the low box gives it off to Yukwueze, who has it tipped out of his hands. Fast break coming on the turnaround. The give to Dietrich, lays it up and in.
Mason, he just does a nice job of squaring those shoulders in some difficult situations. That was not the easiest layup in the world to make because he had somebody on him too, Kevin.
And Dietrich is talking through the whole thing. He always talks to his the defenders with it that he's on him. Underneath, they'll give it to Urie. Urie with a turnaround comes up short. All white jerseys underneath the basket. Here comes Pfeiffer. And you know what? I think it's the transition game as Williams hits a three from the wing. No, missed it by an inch. And Dietrich over the back. What I was going to say is I think it's that transition game now that Minersville's concerned about. They shoot the ball and then they go right back on defense because the Braves have been getting back so quickly against them.
Well, that's a good observation, Kevin, because how many times have we seen nothing but white jerseys underneath the defensive boards, you know, since we've been doing all these games? This is game number 16, I think.
Driving in now, shooting over the basket as Urie passes, tipped out of bounds, and it will be Shikellamy basketball with 6:43 left here in the third. Shikellamy up 39-18.
You know, Hayden Yukwueze is a pretty good basketball player. He had beat Ryan Williams on the layup the last time, but Ryan recovered and blocked the shot before they got into that got down to this end on that layup by Mason Dietrich.
Williams almost travels on that head fake. Then they get it to the far corner. Dietrich for three comes up short. Rebound by Leonard out front. Tries to find Dietrich. Too far, and that goes out of bounds. It'll be Minersville basketball.
I don't think anything bothers Mason. You know that?
No.
I mean,
he's always got a smile on his face.
But Jim, Coach Ziegler said these kids forget about the mistakes and they go play the rest of the game, and that's great. Don't dwell on it because it's over.
Urie with the basketball over to the left side to Eisenhart. Top of the key now, Yukwueze. Boy, almost stolen away there by Williams, who already has about three steals in the first half.
He's on Yukwueze like Velcro, Kevin.
Yukwueze with an off-balance three, and he got it.
Wow.
That's 3 for 4. And let me tell you, that was not a great look, but, man, he squared up and got a good shot off.
Well, I think he was actually falling backwards. He was pressed there a little bit by Williams. That was a great shot by the young man.
Pfeiffer now into the corner, double team, gets it out to Williams. Williams now starts in, finds Pfeiffer, corner three, overshot it. Rebound coming back toward him, but picked up by Rizzardi, and a foul on Williams with 5:31 to go in an 18-point Shikellamy lead here in the third.
Well, the Braves not doing the best on the offensive end, Kevin. They only have 2 points here with 5:31 to go in this third quarter, but actually they're being outscored 3-2 by Minersville.
First time all game, and Williams picks up another foul. That's two quick ones. This one at the half court line will be his second, team's second, third rather. Nobody getting up off the bench for Coach Bill Ziegler right now.
Well, Yukwueze is a pretty good point guard, Kevin. Ryan's got his hands full.
Urie coming up with it now, and
it
will go out
away.
Of bounds. Yep, he was trying to get it over to Rizzardi, and nobody was home. So in front of the Minersville bench, it'll be Hoffman inbounding, and Williams will bring it up.
Well, we're back to man. They were playing a little bit of zone. They are playing a zone trap.
And underneath, Pfeiffer gets it, bounces it out for Hoffman, can't get to it. Landon Boyle comes up with it. Boyle tries a forearm to clear the way, and Williams still steals it away. Back the other way with a three-on-three. Williams
what, behind
the
back
pass, woo-hoo! Puts it up to Pfeiffer, and Pfeiffer puts it in.
Boy, yeah, you don't see young men do that very well, but boy, behind the back pass to Pfeiffer for the layup. John Field, there's another steal.
And a steal by Williams, his fourth of the game. He'll get fouled and go to the line to shoot a pair.
Well, it's about time they give him a chance to score some points here, Kevin. He's been doing everything else, you know, running the offense and doing a nice job of making some steals and keeping the offense going. And that foul's on Yukwueze. That's his second.
Williams coming to the line, a 64% free throw shooter, leads the team in steals, assists, and charges. And he'll add three more to that steal list that'll put him to 42 now on the season. That's leading by about 12 steals to the next closest. That's Pfeiffer. Second one, no good. Rebound by Urie. Doubling up, Minersville, 42-21. Shikellamy on top here with 4:35 to go in the third. Rizzardi with the basketball, gives it out to Urie. Urie will go in. He'll kick it back out to Eisenhart. Eisenhart puts it on the floor, starts to drive in, goes to the baseline. Dietrich all over him. Has to kick it back outside now to Boyle. Landon Boyle with the basketball. Bounces it now to the wing. Go top of the key to Yukwueze. Williams and Yukwueze matching up defensively have been fun to watch here as they attack the basket to the left. Urie with it for Minersville. Top of the key, looking at a three. Rizzardi starts in, and Minersville just being really patient in this possession. The end of the corner now, Rizzardi. Almost losing it out of bounds as Yukwueze, but does make the save. They'll get it inside to Urie. Urie over top of Pfeiffer, and it rolls off the rim and in. It'll be interesting to see what Minersville comes back to. You remember in the pregame, Coach Bill Ziegler calling, talking about Tartanian's defense there at UNLV, kind of being reminiscent of what they do here, or the other way around, as a foul coming. And that's going to be on Yukwueze, his third, team second. Miller now coming into the game for Williams.
Yukwueze has been moving so well without the ball that if you're guarding him like Ryan Williams are, you get gassed a little bit, so going to give him a little bit of a break.
Oh, there's a weak pass on the inbound, and Minersville stole it away and then off of Shikalimi out of bounds.
Braves not being as sharp as attack as they've been in the past with their game. They've too have been making some bad passes, but with the Minersville team, I guess they're a little bit more relaxed, and I guess you could say they can get away with it.
Yeah, that's the thing. You get a little careless if you feel you've got the big lead. Here's Eisenhart for three, missed everything. Good rebound underneath by Urie. Did he step on the baseline? Yes. He did a nice job of keeping a hold of that, but then when he bounced it right off the baseline as Wallace now will come in for Leonard.
Well, Trey hasn't played since the first quarter. I don't think he played in the second quarter at all.
3:05 to go in the third.
But now
32-23.
John Pfeiffer running the point again, Kevin.
Miller now back to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer at the foul line, drives in, tries to get it off to Wallace, and it goes off the foot of Urie out of bounds.
But it was a bounce pass, Kevin, that's a positive, all right. I forget who was talking the other day, said I think kids forgot about bounce passes.
Miller on the wing, three, comes up a little short. Pfeiffer saves it, bounces it off of Yukwueze out of bounds. It'll be Schick basketball. 42-23, 2:50 to go in the third.
That's a pretty big team they got in there because Miller and Dietrich are not any shrimps.
Hoffman, a NCAA three. Hoffman hits his fourth or fifth three of the year. 45-23.
I think he's got more than that. He had three the other night.
He did have three the other night.
12 points for Caleb right now.
Urie with the basketball. Offense career high 21. And out of bounds. I think it actually touched the coach.
It did hit the coach. That's exactly what happened. We got number 12, which is Koltushak and Hutsko, the young boy, coming in for the Miners right now.
Casher in for the Braves. He'll come in for Hoffman. Casher will inbound to Pfeiffer. Braves lead at 45-23.
He walked.
And a travel as Miller shuffled his feet.
You know, it just amazes me, you know, that happens. You get the ball and you take two little steps and we're all guilty of it from time to time, folks.
Yukwueze has a foul come up on Pfeiffer because Pfeiffer thought he stole that one and he was taking that one to the bucket. As Luke Snyder comes into the game now, he'll come in for Dietrich. 2:20 remaining, fourth team foul on the Braves here in the third period, 45-23. Shikalimi on top, back into the game now is Hutsko, and I believe he's playing with four fouls.
Yes, he does have four. Luke Snyder had a heck of a JV game. I saw him score 10 points in a row in the third quarter.
Loose ball on the floor, and Miller will pick up the foul as Koltushak got his hands on it. About the same time Miller committed the foul. That'll be his foul, team's third. His third foul, team's fifth. And Hutsko will come in now to inbound with 2:13 remaining in the third. Pfeiffer now has the job of guarding Yukwueze. Yukwueze with an off-balance three, missed that one. Long rebound, kicked out all the way to the other side to Boyle on the wing. Urie gets it, now goes back to Yukwueze. Yukwueze underneath, got a move on Moyer and got Kostaschak there open for the bucket.
Well, Kostaschak coming off the bench has 8 points for the Miners, Kevin. He just had his man sealed off there.
45-25, down to a 20-point lead for Shikellamy. Near side, Miller. Miller goes to the baseline, gives it off now to Wallace. Wallace off the window too high. Kasher had it hand on it for a second, and Boyle comes up with a loose ball. Yaquiza now will bring it up, give it to Landon Boyle on the left wing. Uri top of the key with a minute 18. Three-pointer on the way. Yaquiza got another one. That is his fourth. He is 4 for 6 from downtown.
12 points for the young man.
Averages 11 a game. I'm just going to correct that. 8 a game. And Wallace now will get called for the foul on Kostaschak. Team foul number 6 for the Braves.
Tried to get the ball into Trey Wallace, Scotty Miller did, and I don't know if he didn't see the Minersville player standing there, but it's kind of like when you don't see that linebacker in the curl zone and you throw the pass and he intercepts it. Scotty Miller had his bounce pass intercepted by a Minersville player.
Fashaw into the game now. He'll check in for the Braves. Yaquiza with the basketball, has it tipped, goes to Hutsko though anyway. Yaquiza will get it back with 45 seconds to go. Minersville trailing at 45-28 here to Shikellamy, and a whistle.
Timeout.
And it'll be a timeout. You are correct. Minersville using a full timeout. They used 2:30s earlier and now a full. So with 40.8 remaining here in the third, it'll be Shikellamy 45, Minersville 28. Minersville will have the basketball after the timeout.
Kevin, I want you to watch when Yaquiza has the basketball, how the Braves play him. Ryan Williams really plays him to make him go to the left. I mean, he almost begs him to go left. He's got him. He's like standing between him and the sideline on Yaquiza's right side, and John Piper doing the same thing. So obviously, somebody in the scouting report must say this kid can't go to his left. All right, because that's the way they're playing him.
Well, you know, the Braves coaching staff does an outstanding job in these non-league games, going through every piece of film they can find, every stat they can find on these teams to come up with a scouting report, and this one has been pretty accurate.
All you got to do is ask Coach Ziegler's wife, Beth, how many games he watches every night.
Yeah.
She can tell you.
Question is, does he watch more basketball than I will next week for the Olympics? Feed inside
yes,
now to
yes,
Uri.
I think he will.
It's close. Let's go. Goes in for the bucket and a whistle.
Kashner blocked a shot. That shouldn't be on him. It's on number 23. That's Luke Snyder.
Yes, Snyder.
Luke Snyder's going to get called for the foul. That'll put Hutsko on the line for the first time. He does have a basket in the second quarter.
This is the first time Minersville's been on the line all day.
Yes,
all
it is. Yes, it is.
He falls short with the first one. Hutsko, a 40% free throw shooter on the season. 30.2 remaining here in the third, and he will come up short again. Big rebound by Kasher. Here comes Pfeiffer. Braves have been on a scoring slump here for the last 2 minutes. Fashaw now with it to Wallace. Wallace right between his hands. Picked up by Boyle. Boyle goes in. Wallace got a hand on that one, deflected it. Kicks it out right side. In and out for two by Boyle. No good. So that'll bring Pfeiffer with the basketball. Pfeiffer comes up, takes the jump step, and puts it in. 47-28. And that will indeed end the quarter at the end of three. And it's Shikellamy 47 and Minersville 28. This is Shikellamy Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
At Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1915. SMC stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC. It stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Championship Sunday starts tomorrow on WKOK when we find out who will make it to the big game in February. We'll have the pregame coming up at 2 p.m. And then it's the AFC and NFC Championship games. As you'll hear the Championship Sunday games as well as the Super Bowl here on WKOK. And you'll also be able to hear the Final Four games in April along with the National Championship game.
I'll tell you what, nobody does it better than WKOK and Sunbury Broadcasting, Kevin.
I'll tell you what, there's a lot of sports on the radio, on YouTube.
And they're very tolerant because they allow us to do these games.
That's exactly right.
Stolen by Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer with a steal, has a two-on-two. He'll go up and go to the line. Pfeiffer falls on his tuchus right underneath the Go Big Blue 22 sign.
He was trying to lay that over the rim, and your quiz says, I don't think I'm going to let you do that.
They're not going to get it that easy.
That's going to be his fourth foul on Hayden Urquiza. If they lose him, they lose half their offense, all right? Pfeiffer on the line for the second time, Kevin.
61% free throw shooter coming in. Misses it long. That's his second miss. He's now 1-for-3 on the afternoon. And
he has 15 right now in
averages,
this game.
Averages 13 a game. Second one is good. Pfeiffer's career high happened in the all the way back in game number 2 against Hughesville in the Macy Minear Championship game. 24 in the loss there. Over to the right side. Kostashak with the basketball. Minersville trailing by 20. The feed inside now to Hutsko. Hutsko gives it off now to Kostashak. Shot no good. Rebound by Minersville. Urie will have it, and Urie will drive in, come up short, and be fouled by Wallace. 14 foul number 8 for Shikalovic.
That's going to be Trey's fourth foul. Nice job by Urie. He saw the opening and came all the way across the paint from the left elbow and got a layup, and Trey was in his back pocket and fouled him.
Urie's first is no good. Urie has a little off to the left.
Yeah, Urie has 6 points. He scored a bucket in each one of the three quarters.
He'll have a second opportunity right now. And a 20-point lead now cut to 19 with 7:22 left in this one.
7 points for Lorenzo Urie.
Braves have had the lead since the opening moments of this one and have not looked back. Just trying to put this one away as they'll get it inside to Anton Pietri, who comes up short looking for his first points of the season. He's going to get it again. He'll have it. Step back for three. In and out, no good. Rebound by Hutsko. The entire Shikellamy bench was off on their feet on those two shots. Hutsko with it. Gives it now to Kostashak. On the near wing, Hutsko with it again. Hutsko bounces it, finds Urquiza, who has big threes and a lot of them. What is he,
four.
Four for six?
Yep.
Pass out to Urquiza, top of the key now, Urie. Urie takes the three. That one bounces around, off the back, off the front, and in. 48-32, 6:18 remaining as Minersville hits one from downtown.
Well, that puts Lorenzo in double figures, Kevin.
And Anton Pietri cannot hang on to that one. It will drop out of bounds. And now it'll be Leonard Williams and Kashner into the game for the Braves. Wallace, Pfeiffer, and Fashaw will be out for Shikellamy. 6:12 to go in this one.
Now watch how Urquiza. Ryan Williams plays him. Watch this. Watch it, Kevin. I'm telling you.
Urquiza will come up.
You got to go left. You can't go right.
He denies him that side. There's no question. Driving in now is Urie and a foul.
Cam Leonard's going to get the foul on the Weezing the body. Again, Urie is one of the kids on the Minersville team that has done a nice job of taking the Braves to the bucket, and he's either getting a shot off or getting fouled. Now, this was on the floor, so it's 1-1.
And this will be the last 1-1 of the night as the Braves have 9 fouls. That one no good, and the rebound tipped around, and Leonard comes up with it. 48-32, Shikellamy leading with 5:50 to go here in this one. Near side, Williams with the basketball. Williams directs traffic. He'll take a step back. Eisenhart guarding him. Left side, Leonard. Back to Williams, top of the key, into the corner. Anton Pietri will start to drive in, spin to the inside, and travel. They're trying to get that one to
him. And a lot of times when you're trying to get somebody a shot, Kevin, you know, your offense kind of suffers from that too.
This just in, Tom Brady retiring after 22 years in the National Football League. We'll have more on that with Fox Sports Radio after the game.
Stolen by...
And here comes Leonard. Leonard driving in with the steal. Can't get it to go. The tip in by Etepietre was just a whisker short. He cannot buy a bucket.
Well, that all started at the baseline of Minersville basket as Ryan Williams stole the, or knocked the ball loose, and it got kicked out to Cam Leonard. Cam had a breakaway layup and did not make it, and you're right. He almost tipped that one in.
Jarrell looking for it again. Looking for a three-pointer on the inbound as the Braves had it. Minersville deflected it out of bounds. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And that one will go into the student section. It'll be Minersville basketball. 5:04 to go in this one. 48-32. Shikellamy up. And up by 16 right now.
Right now the Braves have made one foul shot here in the fourth quarter for their only points.
Driving in is Urie. They had a 21-point lead. There's a three-pointer by Eisenhart. No good. Snyder just powers down that rebound. He'll give it to Leonard. Leonard to Williams. Williams back to Leonard. Now to Etepietre. He has his three-point shot blocked by Hutsko. They are desperately trying to get him a bucket.
Braves ball out of bounds underneath their own basket.
Williams now inbound. Kostaschak coming out of the game now. And Williams with 4:38 remaining. We'll get this one into Snyder. Snyder to Williams. Williams wide open three. Bang! Ryan Williams got such a good look at that one. He took a picture and painted the picture then afterwards.
It's almost like he was taking a foul shot, Kevin. It wasn't really a jump shot. It was... I mean, it's a little farther than a foul shot, but that's how good of a look he had at it.
He was definitely clear of everybody. 51-32 as Hutsko comes in, misses the shot, the tip in, no good. Snyder with the rebound, and now Williams will bring it up. Williams at the halfway part of the final period with the Braves leading at 51-32. Leonard, open wing three, comes up short. Picked out of the sky by Urie.
Urie's playing very good and very well inside, Kevin.
Hutsko spins to the inside, and Cashner with the block, but I believe got a little bit of the body on the way. Is Scotty Miller ready to come in for the Braves? That is team foul number 10 and bring Hutsko to the line.
Well, Hutsko did a nice spin move, and he got around Caleb Cashner. And Caleb, when he did block the shot, had his body on him. He's 0 for 2 from the foul line, Kevin.
This is his second trip, and that one no good as well as Miller comes into the game, and he will come in for Luke Snyder. 3:51 to go in this final stanza here on Senior Day at Shikellamy. 51-32, Braves leading the Batman Miners of Minersville. Second one up and good. And Shikellamy with the basketball now, and a 51-33 lead into the corner. Etepietre for three. Missed that one. Tipped around. Controlled now by Yaquiza. Yaquiza brings it back the other way. Yaquiza loses a hand on the ball because Williams is all over him, and Williams will commit the foul, sending Yaquiza to the line, and now Moyer will come back. It will come in, rather, for the first time this afternoon for the Braves.
That's going to be a two-shot foul. It wasn't a shooting foul, but the Braves, with 10 fouls, put the Miners into the double bonus situation, Kevin, where they get two every time.
Tristan Miller ready to check in for the first time tonight for Minersville. Miller will do that. The 6'1 senior playing center. And Asher Moyer coming in for Leonard now. 51-34. And good. Makes it 51-35 as he gets 14, both of them.
14 points for Hayden Yerquiza.
Etepietre with the basketball now on the far side to Williams. Williams between the circle. Etepietre, good look for three. It's up and a little long. Williams gets it back. He'll find Etepietre again. He'll take another shot at three. That one missed everything. And a loose ball underneath by Urie. Stepped on the baseline. It'll be Shikellamy basketball. Fashaw into the game now as Etepietre will inbound. He had a really good look on that one. Just couldn't get it. There's the tip by Yaquiza. Yaquiza chases it down, throws one up, no good. Backside rebound, Eisenhardt is good. 51-37 now with 3:05 to go in the game. Miller now to the right side. Miller starts in. Miller drives to the bucket. Off the window, no good. Moyer with the rebound. Out to Fashaw. Now out to Pietre. Looks at a three. Now he's going to drive in for the two. Goes up off the window and in! And he gets his first varsity points, and he does it with a driving backboard shot. Firing it back is Hutsko, and Hutsko can't get it to go the second time either. Miller with a rebound. Outlet to Moyer. Tipped out of bounds by Urey.
Moyer got the rebound. Miller was down here and got the pass.
Well, I was looking at Miller when Asher, I said Moyer.
Asher Moyer pulled down the defensive board.
You're right. I was looking at Miller getting the pass there.
Because if you don't say that he got it, you're going to be in
big trouble.
There are a lot of Moyers in the stands.
Yes, there are.
A lot of former Moyer ball players and moms.
There's a three by Casher rolling out of bounds as he overshot everything. And Selinsgrove with a win today, upsetting Blue Mountain, 65-61. And Moyer
on the
attacking
line.
That one.
He stepped on the line when he caught the ball.
Caught it on the baseline.
Well, that's good for the Seals, all right? They've been playing people tough, getting leads and then losing them. Stolen. He walked.
And Anto Pietri with a steal.
Anto Pietri. I always have trouble with his name, Kevin. if he wouldn't have walked, he would have had to break away layup.
And there's a inbound to Yaquiza. Yaquiza will give it off left side to Boyle. And now Moyer
stolen
gets
by
the
Moyer.
Loose ball.
Yep.
They'll give it off to Anton Pietre. He will drive in again. Go off the window, no good. Over the rim there. Backside rebound by Casher. Casher finds Anton Pietre. They'll kick it back out to Fashaw. Head fake, step inside for two. Got it. 55-37.
And that is not Fashaw's first varsity points, Kevin. That freshman has scored a couple as he comes off the bench a lot of times to give the guards a break. Stolen by Asher.
Minute 34 to go. Moyer with a 2-on-1. Moyer goes to the bucket, gets it. 57-37 lead back to 20 for the Braves. Minute 22 remaining and full slate of changes coming into the game for Shikellamy at the next stoppage. Boyle sends it inside. They'll kick it back out for Eisenhardt and a three and drop that one out of the rafters. 57-40. Shikellamy leading Minersville with a minute remaining. Fashaw to Miller. Miller drives in, loses the handle on the ball, and that might have caused that one to go awry. But Casher is there to put it up and in. 59-40, 50 seconds to go in this one. Yaquiza stolen by Moyer on the pass. Moyer, one-on-two, says, I'll take those odds, and he'll get another two for his second bucket of the game. 61-40 with 35 seconds left. And a timeout by Coach Bill Ziegler as he wants to get in some more players, including Logan Fisher, Jonel Bruno, and Luke Snyder. So Kastner, Anto Pietri, and Miller get a nice round of applause as they get a chance to exit ceremonially on senior night.
Well, this is the 14-1 junior varsity team that's out on the court as the varsity team right now, and you can see why they're 14-1. All right, with Asher Moyer with 4 points and a couple of stolen baskets or stolen passes.
59-13 earlier today. There's another steal. Moyer has it. Moyer bounces it underneath. They'll stop, and Fisher gets stuffed, but a foul coming. This one looks like it's going to be on Eisenhardt. That'll be team foul number 4.
It's a shooting foul, Kevin. That's going to put Logan Fisher on the line. I don't know what if Logan has any varsity points.
I don't believe so. I don't
believe so.
He's going
to get two here.
There's the first one. That one drops in. And Coach Bill Ziegler pumps the fist, so I'm pretty sure that's the first varsity points there.
999 away from 1,000, Kevin.
There you go. 998. And he'll come out now, and Antipietre will come back in for the Braves with 14.5 remaining. 63-40. And Fisher will get some high fives there from the bench. And Minersville with Yaquiza will bring it up slowly with 7 seconds to go. He'll cross the half-court line and just wait for the bus to get the heater warmed up. That'll do it from the Phil Lockoff Gymnasium. And the Braves win number 10 with a 63-40 victory over the Minersville Batlin Miners. On the post-game wrap, when we return, this is Shikellamy Basketball on WKOK.
Growing up in the construction business, my dad always taught us that quality wasn't just a word that you throw around, it was a way of life. When you choose quality, you'll get what you pay for. That's how I've always felt working with Glick's here in central Pennsylvania. The garage doors they offer are high quality and their installers do a fantastic job. If you're looking for a quality garage door, then Glick's should be your first call. I'm Todd Ross, and I'm happy to recommend Glick's.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods, and you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hey, Uncle Bob, you look happy.
Of course, I'm having a garlic ring bologna sandwich from Merck's Meats.
Merck's Meats ring bologna in plain garlic or hot is like no other because we're using the same secret smokehouse recipe that Grandpa Merck's created way back in the early 1900s.
No wonder it's delicious.
And we use the same secret recipes for our smoked sausage, bacon, and our chops. Merck's Meats, Route 147 in Northumberland.
And don't forget to grab beverages at WNS Distributor right up the road. Tell them Uncle Bob sent ya.
Back at Senior Day as the Braves get a good home victory here. 63-40 on the second to last home game of the season. The Braves now 5 of their last 6 scoring 61, 57, 57, 65, 70, and now 73 to improve to 10-6 overall, trying to solidify that number 2 slot in the District 4-6 tournament. Last night, Central Mountain comes from in a fight, in a battle with Sealands Grove, actually came from behind to win that one. That may have solidified the number 4 slot for Central Mountain in the tournament coming up here next month. But the Seals bouncing back today at home against Blue Mountain with a 65-61 win this afternoon. Braves wrestling team earlier today beating Pittston 54-18, beating Red Lion 42-22, and beating York Suburban by a score of 42-31. Here in this one, 63-40, Shikellamy over the Batman Miners of Minersville, and the Braves getting 16 from John Pfeiffer leading the way. Kane Hoffman with 12 in the game as well. Bill, a good opportunity to be able to get in a lot of these seniors and playing them all for the first period and playing well together, considering a lot of them were playing different positions like you talked about.
Yeah, you know, it made our trap a little bit tougher because we were so big, but that limits us that, you know, our decision making with the ball. But nonetheless, it was a good day for everybody. You know, congratulations to Jariel and Logan Fisher for the first career varsity points. That was good to see. And you know, some of the younger kids who you'd normally play a little bit more realize that we got bigger fish to fry, and next week's going to be a real tough week. They got their legs fresh, and, you know, they got to work in, and we'll get ready to prepare for Central Columbia tomorrow.
Well, you mentioned Jariel getting his first points and also Logan Fisher, but in the JV game, you also had an opportunity to get Braden Allman his first points of the season as
Braden's
well.
Braden's excited.
He was. He was smiling ear to ear all the way back, and what a great opportunity to get those points and be in a situation where you could let them take shots that you normally wouldn't. And that kind of was what happened there in that fourth period in the midway stretch when you kind of went cold. It was because they were taking shots you weren't.
Yeah, that's what
you
it was. You know, we got a little bit lax there, and you know, sometimes that happens when you're trying to get, you know, one person to get a basket. But nonetheless, we did enough to get a win and a comfortable win, and short rest, and here comes Central.
Well, and great defense from Ryan Williams, who was on a very tough Yaquiza, who was playing very well, hit a couple of big three-pointers, but, man, they were really tough defensive moments there for Ryan.
Yep, Ryan's a good defensive player. He can be a gnat on defenses when that's what we want him to be. Bother people.
You always tell me to come up with a question after you've asked, like, 10 or 15 of them, all right?
Because you always have the best one yet. So as we continue here and as we continue here on the post game, 63-40, Chief, go ahead.
Foul shooting's been terrific the last three games. Any answers?
We've just been working hard. You know, we even in the beginning of the year, we were doing different things to try and you know, work on shooting under pressure, shooting when we're tired, and all things like that. And it's starting to pay off.
Yeah, you were 85% the last two games. Add this game too, you're probably getting close to 90. That's very admirable.
As you know as well as anybody else, you know, once you get towards playoff time, foul shooting is very critical. So I'm glad to see that we are moving in the right direction there.
Yeah, and the shooting from the floor has improved now to about 40% overall. At one point this year, shooting 35%. You know how tough it is this late in the year to get that number higher, Bill, because obviously, you know, you're shooting more and more. It's good to see that number rising as well.
Yeah, we're starting to get a little bit more confident. We're stepping into our shots, and if we can continue to keep giving our players opportunities to you know, catch and shoot, I got confidence in them.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Great week. Great week.
It was a very good week.
We sweep the week.
Yes.
You did.
And great, you know, week. What? You could do that again next week. I'd be fine with that, too.
I'll be fine with us, too. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll see you Monday night on the road at Central Columbia. The Braves are on the road at Central Monday night. Wednesday night on the road at Central Mountain. And then Saturday night on the road at Jersey Shore. Mentioned John Pfeiffer with a game-high 16. Also 12 from Caden Hoffman. Leading the way for the Batlin Miners was Hayden
Yaquiza
with 14, and Lorenzo Yordi with 10, and only four guys getting the points here for Minersville on a tough night. And this is overall a young team for Minersville. There are four seniors on the team, and five seniors on the team, and I think three of them play JV. So a very young starting lineup that Minersville has in there, trying to get this program back to being competitive in a tough District 11.
You're right, and usually Minersville, you know, I know 2 years ago when we were out at Minersville, that was a pretty good basketball team, and I think the Braves lost to them, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not 100% sure.
No, but I think they won that one on the road, but it was a little tighter.
Yeah, but yeah. Hey, listen, you know, a great week for the kids, and, you know, when's the last time we had 10 wins after 16 games? It's been a long time.
Yeah, you know, the Braves coming in now 10-16, finishing off a three-game set next week, all of which are on the road, and some key games in that one. Central Columbia, you have to say the Braves are favored in that, with as well as they played last time. Then you look at
Central Mountain,
a key game there to solidify that number two spot and make sure you're in good shape for the playoffs, and potentially, if everything works out the way it did last year, a home game there for the semifinal. And then you have Jersey Shore, and is a really tough place to play. Chief, I don't know. It's probably been maybe 3 years since the Braves have won up there at Jersey Shore.
It's a tough play. The girls never had as much trouble playing up there
as the boys seem to do. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the long trip. I'm not sure. But
there are two places that the Braves struggle, Jersey Shore and Danville.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, both of those coming up in the next 2 weeks, Chief.
Yep, it sure is. But, hey, this is a different team, Kevin. These kids are playing with confidence, and they're playing very well. And tonight they played – I thought they did a great job of getting everybody involved in a game that they knew they could win and not let the game get out of hand either way. And it was just – it was a good afternoon. Got to love Saturday afternoon basketball, Kevin.
Well, and Braves will have one more Saturday afternoon home game against Mifflinburg coming up a little bit later on next month. Once again, the final score, it was Shikellamy 63 and Minersville 40. The Braves now 10-6 overall. Will be on the road Monday night for another three-game set week. Monday night on the road at Central Columbia. We'll have the pregame getting underway at 7:15. Tip-off scheduled for 7:30. For the Chief Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Herr. Enjoy Championship Sunday tomorrow at 2 on WKOK. This has been a WKOK Sports presentation.